From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for the 20th day of August, 2013. I'm Philip Grant. The National Weather Service is predicting that we will have a sunny day with a temperature high near 85 degrees. For Tuesday night, patchy and dense fog after midnight, otherwise clear with a low around 60 degrees. We'll run down the outlook for the next 3 days in a few moments, but first, here's what's happening in the news. At the top of the news in Greene County, the cost of Irene is more than $15 million in 2 years. Kyle Adams is reporting in the Daily Mail that Greene County has spent nearly $15.2 million in reconstruction as a result of Tropical Storm Irene, according to a report prepared by Greene County Administrator Sean Groden. August 28th will mark the second anniversary of the massive storm and unpredicted flooding. The funds were spent on numerous tasks, including closing flooded roads and creating detours, assessing damage to the public infrastructure, debris removal and disposal, emergency repairs to roads and temporary bridges. 8 temporary bridges were brought in, and the Highway Department and contractors worked on about 100 emergency work sites for road, culvert, and bridge repairs. There were 7 large bridge replacement projects, 3 large culvert replacement projects, 1 large roadway washout project, 1 large slope stabilization project, and 3 large dam repairs. That full story you'll find in today's Daily Mail. Over in Ghent, the citizens are appealing to Governor Cuomo in their NYSEG battle. John Mason reports in the Register Star that the Ghent Town Board and the citizens group Project Ghent have appealed to Governor Andrew M. Cuomo to take a close look at the electric transmission line proposed to run through the towns of Ghent, Stockport, and Chatham. The town board unanimously passed a resolution at its recent meeting stating that the power line, and I quote, would have a severe detrimental effect to the town and to the environment, end quote, and urging Governor Cuomo, and again I quote, to ensure that the project receives the utmost scrutiny and careful consideration, including a close look at all reasonable alternatives, end quote. The resolution supported a letter to Cuomo from Project Ghent. The New York State Electric and Gas Company proposal is currently undergoing an evidence gathering and public hearing phase by the State Public Service Commission. The commission is expected to render its final decision in the fall of 2014. That full story you'll find in today's Register Star. And our final story is on the Columbia Green Community College budget. William J. Kimball reports in the Daily Freeman that Greene County lawmakers will hold public hearings on Wednesday, August the 21st, on the proposed Columbia Green Community College budget. The $17.38 million spending plan calls for a tuition hike of more than 4%. Full-time tuition would increase by $84 per semester, while the per-credit fee would increase by $7 for part-time students. Charges based on student enrollment would have Greene County contribute $2.34 million, while Columbia County would be charged $2.66 million. College President James Campion said in September 2012 that there were 927 Columbia County students, 815 Greene County students, and approximately 360 from outside the service area. That full story you will find in today's Daily Freeman. So we had dense fog this morning before 10 a.m., but the National Weather Service is predicting that the rest of the day will be sunny with a high near 85 degrees. Tuesday night, we'll have patchy and dense fog again after midnight. Otherwise, it will be clear with a low around 60. For Wednesday, patchy and dense fog before 10 a.m., otherwise sunny with a high near 87 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 64. On Thursday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 2 p.m. It will be partly sunny with a high near 86. 6 degrees Thursday night, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 64. And for Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 80 degrees. Friday night's low will be around 57. The sun rose at 6:09 a.m. and will set at 7:47 p.m. The length of the day, 13 hours and 38 minutes. That's 3 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Tuesday, the 20th day of August 2013. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.